Looking back via the newspapers is so rich because the very language sketches a time and place, and their concerns tell a lot about their lives. Reading newspapers used to be like turning on your phone, says Paige Okamura, graduate research assistant for the Institute of Hawaiian Language Research and Translation.
Flowing of the lava, the fissures that are happening today, they've seen before as well. It'll talk about how the earth cracked wide open. And so the same things that we would see today, that we see in video, they're reporting in the same things.
What?
Yeah, it talks about buildings and the buildings in the town. And
what kind of buildings were those?
Wooden buildings, wooden or hale, but they talk about worrying that the flow will head straight to Hilo Town.
Ano Ilani Anga, administrator and project manager for the Institute of Hawaiian Language Research and Translation, says lava flows were reaching the sea on the Kona side in 1857.
They mention how the lava destroyed some of the pools in different areas. So it's kind of similar to what's happening now.
These newspapers became historical record. Many people had their copies bound at the end of every year. So, for example, March 27th, 1868, an eruption is detailed with about 1,500 earthquakes.
So you figure they're there counting and keeping track of how many quakes that they're experiencing, rock slides. And they'll run you through the strongest quake, the most terrifying one, the eruption of the lava at Kiaiva. What I think about in this eruption is people were talking about Puna falling into the ocean.
Rumors are great.
It's kind of like how people are talking about the Hilina slump now, right?
Yeah, and there were times where portions of the land have fallen into the ocean, not necessarily that whole district. But
what impression do you have of recovery efforts?
They tackled it in a very pragmatic way. They're very empathetic and sympathetic to each other. But back then, they weren't looking at the kingdom to save them with money or supplies. They're looking for supplies, but this lava flow is something that happens. So from what we see is this sort of stronger adaptive resiliency than we see today sometimes.
Can I also mention another website that people should also check out? nopepa-hawaii.com.
The promulgator of this site prefers to remain unidentified, but many trust and enjoy this work.
Most times, he picks articles that are relevant to what's happening today.
A couple of weeks ago, he threw up an ad for Leilani Estates in 1969.
Oh, yeah.
$100 down for 1 acre. Invest in a promising area before everybody else does.
Old newspapers also tell us what we didn't know. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.